The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is the one." And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. The excitement of God for David is the same excitement he has for us. It is as if he says, "There is Anne. Anoint her, for she is the one." Or, "There is Nathan. Anoint him, for he is the one." I can continue on and say, like, "There is Doug," or "There is Teresa." Or put your own name in. And knowing that God is saying, "Anoint him, anoint her. For he is the one, she is the one that I want to rush upon. I want to share my life with." And that, my brothers and sisters, is the excitement and the great love of God that he has for us at every moment. Because he created you to be anointed by his loving Spirit. So excited, his Spirit rushes upon us at every moment. It began when we were baptized. And again, came upon us in our confirmation. But it happens at every sacrament. And not just in the sacraments, but in every time we pray. At this very moment in your house, God looks upon you with such excitement. His Spirit rushes upon you, for he is glad to be with you. It's as if he is saying, "You are mine. Everything I have is yours. And I pour myself out upon you. So excited, I rush upon you." But in such excitement, if I speak honestly now, I feel still so blind. I still feel uncertain, especially in these difficult times. And all of us are experiencing maybe this in some way or another. Maybe it's the anxiety of what's going to happen next. What's going to happen to me, to my family, to my friends? Because we don't know. Or what about the worry that fills our hearts? Because, you know, up and coming soon is my friend's 21st birthday. We were looking forward to celebrating it. My daughter's wedding that may have to be postponed. Or my son's first baby. And I'm going to have to wait to see that little girl, that little boy. You see, all of this is anxiety. All of this is worry. But it can become even too just more of the practical day things. The fear of just wondering, how am I going to pay my bills if I can't go to work? Or those who own businesses, how am I going to be able to pay my employees if we have to shut our doors? Such anxiety, such fear, such worry, in a way, cripples us in the spiritual life. It blinds us from seeing the excitement that God has for us. The one who says, "There she is, there he is, anoint him. For they are the one." How much then I needed these readings today. And I hope they are a type of consolation for you. Because we all need to remember that God has picked each of us. He has anointed all of us and has rushed upon you, upon me. For we prayed in the responsorial psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Another translation The Lord shepherds me. It's an action He does. Right there close to us, with His hand upon us, seeking to guide us, to protect us, to lead us, to shepherd you and me. With that hand upon us, then we see in the gospel how beautiful it was that the Lord just didn't say to the man born blind, restore it, and just say, I restore your sight, and it comes right back. What He does is He spits upon the ground and turns the dirt into clay so that He can touch him. He smears it over his eyes so that he may know that he is his shepherd, that he is shepherding him. He is refashioning him. Because like Adam, in the beginning of all time, we are made from clay. And God breathes His Spirit in us. And so God, in this case, is always working upon us. Jesus is taking His hands and fashioning the clay that is you and me, touching us, restoring us. That's why the book of the prophet Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah to go to the potter's house and observe what happens. And as Jeremiah was there watching the potter work with the clay, he was smoothing out the rough edges. If something didn't turn out right, he just started anew to build something else great and beautiful. So God told Jeremiah, as He wants to tell us, you are the clay in my hands. I am always close to you. I am always loving you. For I remove the imperfections. I smooth out the rough edges. Sin, fear, anxiety, worry. God is smoothing those out, removing them from us if we allow Him. That is why at the end of that second reading, we should really take to heart, God is awakening me more and more and giving me His light of grace and love because He has chosen me. He desires to be with me, to be with you. And so I ask you this week, the moment you wake up every day, maybe your eyes just open or the alarm goes off, I want you to simply know that God looks at you with such excitement. He's ready to rush upon you. And so start your day with the simple action of the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let that be the first thing as a way of knowing and acknowledging God has anointed me. He's right here with me with such excitement. He is rushing upon me, saying, wake up. Let's start the day together. And I will give you my light. I will give you my love. I will shepherd you. I will be with you. And whatever anxiety is in your heart, whatever fear you think you may be facing that day, give it to Him. Simply acknowledge it and say, Lord, this is what I'm struggling with. And He will gladly take it. He will remove it. He will walk with you in it. Because He wants to spend every moment with you. Because He's chosen you. He has said, there. Anoint him. Anoint her. For they are mine. He's picked you. You belong to him. May his love always be rushing upon you. And may we receive that love as the beloved children of the Heavenly Father. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.